Hi, this is Pastor David again. How are you doing at present? You know the word present in English can also mean gift. So let us remind ourselves that each day is a present from God. If we begin with that attitude, I'm sure each day will be a good day. So let us praise God together. Dear Father, I thank you for this day. I've received this present from you with gratitude. I decide to hold this Take this as another opportunity for me to walk with you, to receive grace from you, and get timely help from you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. You know, many of us have to work from home during this period. This means that we have to do work as well as housework. For some with small kids, you have, on top of all that, to take care of the young children at home. So there is this unknown pandemic that's like a dark cloud hanging over our head on top of all these things we have to take care of. This kind of environment can create a tremendous stress, and stress breeds intolerance, and this makes us 10 times more vulnerable to sin, to fall into temptation, and for the devil to come through the gap and damage our relationships. But it doesn't have to be. Start by looking at it from different perspective. Now, we're living in the United States. We have much more living space than most people living in the world, in particular Hong Kong. I've heard that the housing situation in Hong Kong is so bad that many newlywed couples have to stay with their parents and cannot afford to live together after marriage. But then there are also couples who are divorced and cannot move out because they cannot afford to move out. Good grief. In the United States, we are blessed even when we are under the shelter-in-place order. So let us thank God for it. I think there's one very important command from the Bible that helps us deal with this situation. And that verse is, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Ephesians 5:21. Of all the one another commands in the New Testament, this one is the most comprehensive above all and most applicable when we are forced to face each other 24 hours a day. Under this high stress living condition, inevitably, there will be a lot of chances for conflict. For example, we have different standards of keeping things clean and sanitized, how to clean them, using what to clean them, right? You have different levels of anxiety. One person soaks in all the negative news every day and begin to worry. The other person take it all in stride. Then they get upset because the other person doesn't react to the news the same way or does not empathize with them, with him. You get on each other's nerve all the time. So who's right? Peggy and I see things differently in these same matters. Guess what? Most of the time, these are not absolute rights or wrong, but the scripture says, submit to one another. This statement itself is absolute truth on the other hand. So submit to what? Submit to the fact that that other person is right or I'm wrong? No. But submit to their rights to feel a certain way, to believe a certain piece of news, and to react a certain way. To do that, simply by saying, you can say the following, oh, I see that you're really worried about that news. Or, oh, I see that you feel at ease about that event eventually happening. Just acknowledge it. Accept his feeling without having to agree or argue about it. When you feel like arguing your position, remind yourself again, I need to submit, not because I agree, but because I choose to do that. And then on that basis, I guarantee you 90% of the conflict would go away. And even on those 10%, the temperature of those conflict would be lowered. Why do we do that? The verse says, out of reverence for Christ, or literally it says, because we need to respect our King. We say we worship Jesus. We say we let his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How? Let us begin by submitting to one another, in particular in matters that are not absolute truth. It matters the other person feels strongly about. It matters that Jesus is asking me to learn to submit, just as he himself submits to his heavenly Father. Now, this is how God is using this pandemic situation to show us that he still loves us. He would not waste any time or any opportunity to help us grow, to help us get through this difficult time with more strength and be more mature. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you that we can indeed have the peace that is in Christ if we follow through with this command. Thank you for helping us get through another difficult and potentially a day that's full of conflict. Thank you for this gift. Thank you for the present. In Jesus' name, amen.